Joe Dunford, who's retiring. Vice President Mike Pence is also attending the formal ceremony near the Pentagon. Closing arguments are underway in the trial of a former Dallas cop accused of murder. Defense attorneys for Amber Geiger rested their case on Monday, and prosecutors did not call any more witnesses. Both sides will have an hour to summarize their case before jury deliberations start. Geiger shot a man inside his apartment last year. Her attorneys say Geiger mistook his apartment for her own and believed he was an intruder. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Defying the NCAA, California is now the first state that will allow student-athletes to make money off their name and image. Democratic Governor of California Gavin Newsom says he hopes other states follow suit.
It's going to initiate dozens of other states to introduce similar legislation, and it's going to change college sports for the better.
Student-athletes are currently not allowed to make any money under NCAA rules. Iran's foreign minister has a message for the United States. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Iran's foreign minister warning the United States it won't be able to finish any war it starts with Iran. During an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Javad Zarif said U.S. intelligence agencies have launched a cyber war against Iran already. He warned the Trump administration against seeking a military solution to conflicts with Iranian-backed forces in the Middle East.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
SpaceX owner Elon Musk unveils a new prototype of a spacecraft for private trips to the moon on the 11th anniversary of his company's first successful launch of a rocket. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The new Starship, called Mark 1, and a super heavy booster will send up to 100 people into space, then the moon, and ultimately to Mars. Also on display was Raptor, a full-flow, staged combustion rocket engine, which is powered by cryogenic methane and liquid oxygen. Musk hopes to reach Earth orbit with a Starship prototype in about 6 months, and people could start flying aboard the vehicle possibly by next year. Last year, SpaceX said they're sending Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa and other artists around the moon sometime next year. Musk said his long-term vision is to send humans to the moon and to Mars to make humanity multiplanetary. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Kansas City area school district is hitting an e-cigarette manufacturer with a lawsuit. The Olathe School Board voted on Friday to authorize a lawsuit against Juul and its retailers and the distributors on the argument that using the product poses a health risk for students. District officials are calling vaping an epidemic and add the district is taking the lead in protecting students.
So constantly.
Dr. Fox blames social media and says teens, like adults, need a break from it all.
There's no quiet time in their heads. Everything is public. Social media, grades, violence, it's all being pinged to them on their phone all day long. And their mind has no quiet time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Just learning that Texas Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry's just announced that he won't be seeking re-election in 2020. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, 100in Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call 100in Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100in Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100in-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. I'm running a little late here. Today at the 100in Chamber of Commerce, I conducted a class entitled Business Expo and Trade Show Marketing, and that program will be repeated toward the end of October. So if you have a chance to attend the event, you may want to do that. You can contact the 100in Chamber to get the actual date of the event, which is actually Tuesday. I think it's next to the last Tuesday of my microphone's not working too well today. Anyway, I'm here. Nonetheless, I'm a little bit late, but better late than never. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own Rushmore Mentoring Group, and Rushmore Mentoring Group is a company that helps its clients resolve issues and problems and to address concerns that companies have with regard to sustaining their companies and their profitability. As a counselor for small business owners, I've had well over 18 to 20 years worth of experience and have had a chance to counsel counsel and teach classes for literally thousands of people. And everybody has issues that where they need to talk to somebody, but they don't know who to talk to. And so you can give me a call, and I will give you some advice. I help people develop their products and services that they're going to take to market. I help them identify their target audiences. We talk about a game plan for their marketing outreach once they've determined who their target audience is. We talk about the messaging that they're going to be using in order to reach out to that target with information that will resonate with them. And of course, I believe in giving people a call to action so that they will have the people that they're reaching will have reasons to get back in touch and to knock on the doors of those who can help them. So that's what I do. And business is not easy today. There are a lot of things that we need to consider to be successful. And one of the things we have to think about would be customer delight. Quite often in marketing circles, you'll hear that people need to measure customer satisfaction. The reality is that customers who are satisfied may not come back, and business is all about repeat and referral business. We want them to come back. We want them to patronize us. Now, if we're selling vacuum cleaners, we may not sell a vacuum cleaner to someone every 2 years or 3 years. It might be every 5 or 10 years. But in that case, we're looking for repeat and referral business. So whether it's repeat and referral business, we need to keep our marketing outreach. We need to give people reasons to do business with us, and we need to keep reaching out to that audience. In fact, it costs less to keep a customer than it is to find a new one. Now, when it comes to customer satisfaction, in fact, there are people that actually have surveys where they will measure the satisfaction of a customer. But statistically, it has been found that people who are satisfied may not come back. They may not give you repeat business. They may not give you referral. They may not become evangelists for your business. These are things that you do need. You need people to keep coming back. You need them to give you some positive word of mouth. So instead of being concerned about customer satisfaction, we have to be concerned about delighting customers so that they will indeed give you the word of mouth and keep coming back. The other thing when it comes to customer delight, people want to enjoy doing business with their vendors. They want to enjoy spending their money. They also want to play a role in the decision-making that they go through in order to decide who they're going to patronize. So customer delight is critical. So I have some articles where I'm going to talk about customer delight. I may read some of this, so bear with me. But delighting customers is about more than just meeting their needs in the moment. It's about building authentic relationships that stand the test of time. If a customer complains or is unhappy with your product or service, don't be discouraged. If they cared enough to share their feedback, you have been given a great opportunity and a heads up to better understand what is needed to truly delight your customer base. Customer delight is a core value at successful businesses. Have this value painted on your walls. You know, customer delight is everything. So how to develop the culture that places emphasis on a customer delight, that's where we need to go in our thinking. I had an article about some descriptions of customer delight and customer loyalty, and I may not be able to find those right now. I've got plenty of articles. In fact, if you ever want any articles on this topic, I have plenty of them that I can refer to you in order to get you up to speed with customer delight. But here's a list of 8 principles of customer delight. So if you have a pencil and paper handy, you might want to take some notes. And again, I can certainly send this to you if you like. So bear with me on this. I'm going to read some of this. Always be timely. In today's business world, speed is essential. If your company delays in responding to customers, you're missing a huge opportunity to capture valuable insights and feedback. Don't give your competitors an opportunity to serve your customers better and faster than you. So I said it today in my class on trade show marketing, hot leads turn cold really quickly, and I forget how fast it is. It's hours. It's less than a day, I think. In fact, Jeffrey Gittimer wrote about that in one of his books, and I don't have that with me, but the truth is that hot leads turn cold very quickly. So if someone asks for help, they ask for assistance, they're making an inquiry, you need to respond to them. So be timely. And the next one is always listen to your customers. Entrepreneurs need to develop products and test them with real customers in order to build something useful. The same goes with serving your customers and understanding their needs. Listen to customer feedback religiously. Read every piece of customer feedback sent to your company and make an effort to share those insights across the company to ensure that you are continuously building the right products and features and benefits. If you don't have a feedback link on your site that distributes customer feedback to your entire leadership team, then you better add it. So listen to your customers. In fact, I've often talked in selling, talked about the 80-20 rule. Good salespeople talk 20% of the time and they listen 80%. So that's something that you need to consider when you're talking to a customer. Listen to what they say. Listen carefully. And by the way, if they say something positive, you need to reinforce that positive. And that's a selling skill. I know many people who will hear a positive statement about their products or services, but they neglect to stop what they're saying, reinforce it, give them one other reason why it's a good thing, and then move on. Because I think sometimes people like what they've received from your company, but they really haven't thought deeply into why they like it. So you always want to reinforce the positive. So listen to your customers and be sure to respond to their needs. Step number three in the principles of customer delight would be, but give them what they need, not always what they want. Henry Ford said it best when he claimed, if I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. It's crucial to get real customer feedback on their needs and wants, but when it comes to building products, you need to use your own vantage point to build something that's both realistic and useful. Some of the greatest products out there, people didn't know they wanted until they arrived, and now they can't live without those things. Just think about all. Over the course of time, so many products have been invented because the inventor saw a way of solving a problem. And that really goes on to what business is all about. If your company doesn't solve a problem, I believe you don't have a business. It's all about solving customers' problems. So how do you figure out what the problems are? It's a matter of listening to them, asking the right kinds of questions. And that goes on to something else about asking questions. What I've discovered over the years is that that some people, salespeople in particular, don't know the difference between an open-ended and closed-ended question. So an open-ended question enables the prospect or the client to say what's on their mind. And this is where the salesperson talks 20% of the time and listens 80%. And by listening, they hear what's on the mind of the customer, and they're able to respond to what the customer has said. And from a selling standpoint, they can steer the conversation and the discussion into the direction that the salespeople person wants it to go. A closed-ended question gives you a response of either yes or no or this or that, and you have to be very concerned about asking the right question at the right time. Some people will ask a closed-ended question, and if it leads to the response of no, that might be the end of the discussion. So know the difference between an open-ended and a closed-ended question. A closed-ended could be a yes or no response, or it could be this or that response. But use that questioning skill to lead in order to address the concerns of the customer, to lead them on the pathway where you're able to help them solve those problems that they might have. Another point that's made in this article is give customers little things when they don't expect it. Uber and Lyft are continually locked in a heated battle for market share. Anyone that uses their services knows the amount of unexpected rewards or credits they offer all the time. They know that one way to a customer's heart is showing them that they care about them more than the bottom line. So what can you do to show your customers that you appreciate their business? What are the little things that you can do? It might be to, let's say that you have a customer who's been doing business with you for a year. Perhaps you want to take them out to lunch, breakfast or lunch, and have them bring a friend along, somebody that you don't know. So this would be a way of not only rewarding and thanking the customer for their business, but also it may give you an opportunity for exposure for you, for your business, for perhaps some future business. What are the little things that they don't expect? I've been in retail stores. I was in a retail store one time, actually was in Clinton, New Jersey, a long time ago, It's a store that's still there, but I think it's changed hands a few times. But I walked around. It was a dress shop. I walked around the store. I didn't buy anything there, but on my way out, they gave me a little, little baggie with candy in it. Well, I thought that was such a nice little thing to do, and I remembered that. The next time I went into the store had changed hands. I walked in. The people never talked to me. They never looked at me, and I never went back. So that's the end of that. What are the little things? What about, do you ever have doctors who actually will call you to ask how you're feeling after you've visited their practice? That, to me, that's a big thing. And a few doctors do that. It shows that you care. What about the pet shop owner whose customer just adopted a puppy? They became a pet parent to a brand new puppy. Does the pet shop call the owner and say, how's that little puppy doing? And that could go for kids, too. Somebody's been in to buy a gift for a brand new grandchild or for a child that's just had a special birthday. What about checking in with those, give them a call and to see how they're doing and to thank them for their business? It's amazing what the companies can do. It's just those little things. I know of companies that have put candy into cases of merchandise that were shipped to a receiving department of a warehouse. Guess what? Of all the boxes and cases that come shipped in, guess which ones get opened first? It's the company that enclosed a little bag of candy for the people in the receiving department. And little things like that just really, really count. What do you expect? What do they not expect that you can do to keep people coming back? It could be birthday cards. It could be sending them one of the lottery tickets, thanking them for their business. That could be it. Another one is to give customers a point of contact. It's very important for customers to know that they have someone that they can go to where they have concerns or comments. Giving them a specific person as a point of contact at your business humanizes the relationship. I know that's true in doctors' offices. I have worked with companies that had sales teams, and quite often a sales management company or sales department in a company will have a field representative, but then they'll have an in-house salesperson. So it's almost being double-teamed by customers is being approached by a double team. It's the in-house person as well as the field guy. The field person may not be readily available, but the in-house salesperson is. So this would give somebody a point of contact. There's nothing worse than calling a company, asking a question, and then they switch you around. You go into that round robin and it's happened to me all the time. I'll explain why I'm calling. They'll say, why are you calling? So I explain it, and they'll say, can you help me? This is my problem. And they'll say, oh, no. After they've heard the whole thing, they'll say, no, I can't help you. I'm going to refer you on to somebody else. And I'm sure that you've had the same situation that I've had where you've had to explain the problem like three times to three different people. And when they refer you on to the next person, the next person is never told what you had said in the previous conversation. So having a point of contact, someone that you trust, someone that you know you can reach to solve any problems or to answer questions that you have, would be wonderful. Let's see. Another one is give customers space. As a customer yourself, have you ever gotten too many emails from a company? It can be extremely frustrating and harmful to a business customer relationship. So even for companies with the best intentions in mind, remember that sometimes it's best to step back and give customers space. You know, I went to a seminar. I went to a network. I belong to a bunch of networking groups. And I went to one last year, maybe it was earlier this year. And I heard one of the speakers, and I thought she had some interesting points. So I gave her my contact information. She asked if she could send me information. She's inundating me with emails to the point, and they're lengthy. I've decided I don't want to hear from her anymore. It's like it's too overwhelming. She's put me on a robo email system, and I've lost a point. I've lost focus on what she talked about initially. And it's so cold and so impersonal the way that she's communicating with me. I just actually pushed a button this morning saying, take me off your list. So give people space. Don't overwhelm them. Find out how they would like to have you communicate with them. Some people prefer email. Some might prefer a text message. That's possible. Some people may prefer that you only communicate with them once a month or once every quarter. So give them space. Ask them what's important to them. Now, I'm a mail order junkie, and I get emails from a lot of the mail order catalog companies that I've bought clothing from. I'm okay with getting their messages because I know what they do. I know that they'll send me a sale that they have or notice about some new products that they're now selling, and then I have a choice of whether or not I want to read the actual email message that comes through. I'm okay with that because I like doing business with them. But if you haven't developed a strong relationship with people, you better ask first before you overwhelm them with information that they really don't want. Another one is have policies, but always be flexible. Flexibility is important. With customer service, not every situation is black and white. We have policies for how we deal with certain customer issues, but the truth is every situation is a little different, and it should be treated as such. Always be open to flexibility in order to please a customer. So understanding your customer's point of view is important. If I have a problem with a situation, I sometimes will ask to speak to the supervisor because there is an expression, don't take no from a person who can't say yes. Be flexible. I think it was Nordstrom used to be lauded for the fact that they gave their salespeople in their retail store the flexibility to make decisions without having to go to upper management, I guess within certain parameters. But give your staff and your customer, the people that have a face to the customer, give them a little flexibility to make some decisions, within reason. Your customer will be appreciative of that because they know they've been heard, and it may resolve some issues. Some they may not be big issues, but get them resolved so that you can please that customer. This is the kind of thing that delights customers so that they do indeed keep coming back. Another point here is to tell your customers how you will help them. Many times when customers call in for support, they get told that their problem is being fixed, but they really don't know what that means. People like to know what's going on, and if your customer has a problem or issue with your company, explain to them the steps you will take to solve it. Transparency is really appreciated. So explaining the steps really tunes people in. They know that you're serious, taking notes. A lot of people will take a verbal you'll have a verbal relationship with a customer, but they maybe have written down. Now, if you're over the telephone, there's no reason why you can't say to the person, let me get a pencil and paper. I'm going to write down what you just said and perhaps repeat the concern that they have and then say, these are the steps we're going to go through. Does this sound okay with you? Is this what you're looking for? So it's a good idea, too, to throw the ball back in the customer's court just to make sure that they heard what you said and that you're both on the same page. Otherwise, they could go away with a misinformation or an assumption that's incorrect. These are just little things, but this is what will delight a customer. So I think if you look back to what you've done to communicate with your customer and to delight them, did you do it, actually? Did it work? And where did it get you? The bottom line today is repeat and referral business. You want people to keep coming back, and you have to look at the long-term value that a customer has. If you do business with somebody one time and they don't come back, that first time was almost a waste because typically you don't make money on a customer the first time. Yeah, it's the multiple visits or the multiple purchases that they make that will indeed make a difference and will make that customer very valuable to your business. So we want them to be delighted. So that said, I'm going to go on to some messages from some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We typically have guests that we interview. Today I didn't have one, and because I knew I was going to be teaching this class on trade show marketing, and I was able to finish up early, so I came up to the studio to get all this set up for you. If you have topics that you would like us to discuss on this program, I hope you'll let us know. Or if there are people who would like to be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, please give me a call and share that with me, and we'll get you on the program. My office number, and I'm in California, New Jersey, I'll give you the phone number, is 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. Or you can send me an email. My email address is vmorgan@russmore.com. So it's V-M-O-R-G-A-N for Vicki, V-M-O-R-G-A-N, at russmore.com. Now, we're talking about customer delight, and customer satisfaction is great, but it's not enough. So delight takes people really to the next level in a relationship. So I'm going to give you a list of touch points that can serve you well in developing that delight in the minds of your audience. So these touch points remind customers that they made the right decision to do business with you. That's what marketing does. Marketing, I teach marketing courses, and in marketing builds awareness, it builds trust, it gives people reasons to do business with you, but it also reminds them that they made the right decision to do business with you. So when you're in the company of people, there are touch points that remind those people that you are indeed the right place for them to go for products and services. So here's a list of, I don't know how it turned out to be 39, but there's a list of 39 touch points that are very good that you can adopt for the relationships you have with your customers. So I'm just going to go through this list and share these with you. The first one is wear attire that shows respect for the customer. I'm always concerned about how people look. And people, in fact, some people will say to me, what should I wear when I'm at work? Or what should I wear in a trade show booth? And my response is dress in the way that you want to be remembered. In fact, today I showed a picture of a young couple at a trade show. I took a secret picture of them. They were opposite me, opposite the booth that I was in. And the girl was her hair was disheveled. She wasn't dressed in a businesslike way. It doesn't mean that you have to wear a coat and tie or a suit, but like business casual is fine. But the young man, his hair was all disheveled. He had a ratty-looking shirt on, and his pants were torn at the knees, and he's at a business event. Needless to say, I was less than impressed with what they were selling, and frankly, would be inclined to just walk by. So wear attire that shows respect for the customers. Here's another one, pleasant greetings, addressing them by name. Now, many of us, like, well, I have worked with so many people. I've had so many clients and students. After a while, I'll be honest with you, I forget names. But it's okay to tell people that ask them what their name was, that you want to talk to them, and you apologize that you maybe forgot their name. But if you can use their names, it would be really good. Of course, if you're at a business event, they may be wearing a badge. That gets you over that hump. Show a sincere personal interest in the customer. And this is where you have to know how to speak to people with asking open-ended and closed-ended questions. Get to know them. Find a connection with them. I was explaining to my student today in my class a situation that I was in a couple years ago. I was working in a trade show booth, and a lady came by the booth who was a pet retail, because I work in the pet industry. She came by. She was wearing a badge that indicated that she was a pet retailer. But she was a little shy, or she acted like she didn't really want to talk to me, but she did come by my booth. So I noticed that she was from the Philadelphia area, which is where I'm from originally. So I asked her if she ever would go to Valley Green, which was an area that when I was growing up, my parents would take me to Valley Green, where people were on horseback, and there was a 1700s old inn that was a restaurant along the side of a river. Beautiful area, beautiful trees, just a beautiful setting. And I said to her, oh, did you ever go to Valley Green? And she said, yes, I've been there. I said, isn't it pretty there? She said, oh, yes. And we started talking about it. That changed her demeanor. I mean, it absolutely turned her around. And we talked about that. I connected with her. And then I was able to show her my products. Big difference. So find a way to show sincere interest in people, connect with them, find a link. Maybe you have a common interest that you can share and expand. Perhaps you know somebody, maybe you've done some similar activities, but find a way to connect with people through a personal sincerity. Another one is to demonstrate empathy. This is important. I think that women do it better than men. I hope if any guys are listening, I don't mean to be to misrepresent you, but I think that empathy is really important because it shows that you're listening and that you understand where people are coming from. So if somebody explains to you that they're faced with a difficult problem, or they're really disturbed by something, or they're just confused, you can repeat what they said. Yeah, I can understand that could be confusing, or I understand that's a trouble spot that we can really talk about. But show empathy. Just don't ignore it. Be empathetic, because when you show empathy, people know you care, and they also know that they've been heard. Another one for touch points would be to uncover problems and offer solutions. But you can do this by asking the right kinds of questions. In some cases, it might be, you know, a lot of people sometimes are concerned about this or that. And we've had customers that have come to us, and we've been able to help them with that problem. So can you uncover problems and then offer solutions? In fact, it really... a statement that I often recommend that you can follow, and it goes for a selling situation. It can be it's a template that you can use when you're writing a web page or a sales letter. You might make you might mention a problem, go on to say what you do to help your customer overcome that problem, and then you offer a benefit. And this is something that people don't think about. People don't buy what you do; they buy what they get. They buy the benefits. So whenever you are listening for problems and you're trying to uncover them, make sure that your solution leads to a benefit. Otherwise, what you do, the feature of what you do has no value without a benefit. Another one that I really like is to demonstrate passion for the work that you do. I think passion shows. There's a passion that people can express in their body language. And if your customer or prospect sees that passion, I think it would help to build trust. They're more likely to believe you. They will believe that you know what you're doing. And if you're too dry and you act like you're not serious, sort of deadpan, I think you lose momentum. So show passion for what you do, and that gets people excited. Listen and communicate is another one. In fact, as I've mentioned to a number of people, I mentioned it earlier. You listen 80% and talk 20%. Ask questions and then listen. Listen carefully. And listen for some key words. Listen for listen to the body language. But this enables you to understand where the person's coming from and to be able to respond to them. Also, be positive. And positive is an attitude. It's also in the words that you say. How many times do you thank somebody for what they've done, and they say, "Oh, no problem"? Well, that word "no" and the word "problem" are negatives. It's not positive. So can you find another way to say that? Sometimes I've been in places, let's say some restaurants, where I know the people have been trained, and they'll say, "Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure," or "pleasure to serve you." But to say "no problem," stay away from negative words. Absolutely. Always be positive. Another one is hands-on demonstrations. These points, by the way, these touch points for customer delight are kind of all over the place. But make a note of this. This is hands-on demos. If you have a product that can be demonstrated, put the product in the into the prospect or the customer's hands. Let them touch and feel it. In fact, we talked about this in the trade show class this morning. When people just hear what you have to say, there may only be about a 10% retention. But if they see it, hear and see, then that increases retention. And then you let them touch and feel it. That increases the retention. And the best retention for somebody to it's almost like a takeaway, is that if you say, "Now that you've seen this and you've touched it and you've tried it, give it to somebody else and show them how it works." So hands-on demos are important. That's the retention is important. I go to trade shows where they have products in packages, like say pet food or treats. They don't take the product out of the package. They're just showing it on a shelf in the trade show in the package. Or a retail store is trying to get customers to buy a new product. Well, take it out. Let people touch and feel it. Let them smell it. Let them taste it if it's food or treat. It's not going to kill them. But hands-on demos. A lot of products that might be sold in a retail environment may not be easy to use. So show people how it works. And, of course, in a dress shop, people want to try the outfit on. So have ample changing room so people can try on the products. Be cheerful. Laugh, smile, be cheerful. People don't, who wants to do business with somebody with a straight face who is not pleasant? I went to somebody's office yesterday, and it's a service provider. I won't say what service it is, but the woman was asking some questions. I made a comment that usually would bring a smile to somebody's face. She was real straight-laced. She didn't respond. My takeaway from her was that she's not a happy camper. She has a chip on her shoulder. She wasn't cheerful. She wasn't pleasant. And I will remember that. And I will not look forward to seeing that person again. Another thing you can do as a touch point would be to have special deals or special promotions, something that surprises people, delights them. This is all part of customer delight during in touch points. So maybe there's something special you can do for somebody, or say a baker's dozen, or a special discount on a new product or service. Another one is that people have loyalty purchase discounts. You know what bothers me? Sometimes companies run programs where they have discounts, but it says for new customers only. What about the old customers? Shouldn't they get something special too? Because after all, if it wasn't for those existing customers, you may not be where you are today. So perhaps there'd be loyalty purchase discounts for certain times of the year. Timely follow-up is important. That's another touch point. If you say you're going to do something, do it, and do it when you say you're going to do it. And make sure that the customer knows what you're going to be, how you're going to follow up. Another one is call the customer. I met a woman one time who had a retail store, and she had a special order put in by a customer, and the item came in, and the owner went to her young person who was on the staff and said, "Can you call Mrs. So-and-so and tell her that you're there, that her special purchase has now come in?" The staff member said, "Well, can I just text her?" Well, that's a touch point that is valuable that was missed if indeed the staff member just did a text message. First of all, it may be that the customer didn't want to text. Secondly, being able to talk to the person is a much stronger touch point than it would be just to text the customer. Let's see. What else can we do? Send notes and newsletters. What about a little note thanking somebody for their business? What about asking permission to put them on a newsletter list? Because the newsletter doesn't have to be lengthy. You don't have to write a very long newsletter. It can be one page. But you do have to have permission. Otherwise, you'll be accused of spamming somebody. But can you send them a little note? By the way, handwritten notes are really good. Very few people write handwritten notes anymore. In fact, a lot of people don't even have decent handwriting skills. But a handwritten note really can go a long way, especially if it's in a like an envelope, like an invitation-sized envelope that's handwritten. Boy, hire somebody if you don't have good handwriting. Hire somebody that has good script or good printing. Whatever, today people don't do a lot of script, unfortunately. But write a little handwritten note, and also put people on that mailing list for if you have a newsletter. Also, give people referrals and recommendations, feedback forms, praise them, give them referrals. And in fact, a great idea is to be an evangelist for somebody. Let's say you know somebody who does a great job in whatever business that they might be in. You don't need their service, but you know that they're trustworthy. So perhaps you run into someone who needs that kind of service. Be a referral agent. Be an evangelist for the company who has that business. And they will love it. Also, give them praise. Thank them for what they've done. Tell people about it. So referrals and testimonials, really, really good. Those are touch points that will remind people that they made the right decision to do business with you. Also, give them something to take home or take away. Takeaways could be a nice handout material about your product or service. It could be a little gift, but give them something to take with them. Not something that's going to be thrown away, but if you have any, people call them swag, stuff we all get. If you have something that you keep with somebody's company name on it and you use it, maybe you should make some of those, get some of those items made with your name on them. That could be a thing to do. Let's see, surprise people. People like surprises. Be timely. Sell people what they need, not what they don't need. Sell them what they really could use. Give customers little things when they don't expect it. Give customers space. I mentioned that earlier. Have policies, but be flexible. Let's see. If you have a retail store, have chairs where the senior citizens or the husbands can sit while their wives are shopping. Here's another one for a retailer. How many retailers have umbrellas next to the front door so that when it rains, a customer can take the umbrella to get back into their vehicle? Not a bad idea. Get a bunch of umbrellas, have them handy. And if the person's conscientious, hopefully they will be, they'll bring it back. So that gives people a reason to come back to your vehicle. What about stores where it could be a pet shop or other stores where the purchases become a heavy and maybe you don't have shopping carts, but maybe you have wagons, and you can put the merchandise into those wagons so they can take the products out to their vehicle. Some companies consider home delivery services, and if you don't live too far from the customers, if you service clients within, say, a five-mile radius, maybe you can offer a free home delivery services, especially for older people. That would be really, really helpful. Another one here I have is assemble items. Now, very good friends of mine own a store in Chester, New Jersey called Toys with Love. They assemble the toys. If it's a bicycle or if it's some toys have to be put together. And people don't, either they're not good at following instructions, or they'd rather just buy the item assembled. Toys with Love actually assembles toys. Good idea. So if you sell something that needs to be put together, put it together. Another thing they do at Toys with Love is they actually, if it's a child's gift, which is what they sell, and it can be personalized, they actually have a way that they can place the child's name on that toy. They can personalize them. People don't throw away gifts that have their names on it. So personalize an item would be great. I talked about taking people to lunch on the anniversary of when they've done business with you or for special events. That's another thing. That's another touch point. Have a party for your customers, periodically. Maybe an annual, anniversary special event. Open houses, another one. So, you know what? It's all about going the extra mile for your customers, and that will create that customer loyalty, that delighted customer who is going to keep coming back. And it will increase the lifetime value of those customers, which is what you want them. As I said it before, it's cheaper to keep a customer than it is to find new ones. So there you go. We've talked about customer delight and principles and tips that you can use for customer delight. So I think we're about finished for this program. Look and see what time it is. It's 3:54 in the afternoon. I'm going to have a message from one of our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Typically, we're here on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Had some great guests that come into this program. I hope that you'll listen to us each week. Now, this program can be accessed two different ways. We're on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce website as a podcast, and if you go to the website, you will be able to push a button on their website that takes you to the radio programs, a list of all the hosts and the name of their program. My program is Teachable Moments in Business. Unfortunately, the archives don't list the topic or the guests that I have, but you can listen to any of them because I guarantee these takeaways for you. The other way to access this program is through Facebook and on my page on Facebook, which is Teachable Moments in Business. And these there you'll be able to actually watch the video podcast on Facebook. So again, keep in touch with me. Let me know what topics you want to hear. I'm always looking for new topics, new people to interview, and I welcome you. Call me at 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington, New Jersey. And by the way, it's October 1st. So keep in touch and listen next week because I guarantee you that there will be takeaways that you can use. Have a great afternoon and thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former Dallas police officer who fatally shot her neighbor after mistaking his apartment for her own was found guilty of murder on Tuesday. A jury reached the verdict in Amber Geiger's murder trial in just a handful of hours of deliberation. Ukraine's president is claiming he had no contact with President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
I've never met Rudy Giuliani, never, and never had any phone calls with him.
The chairman of three Democratic-led House committees are recommending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in their words, immediately stop intimidating witnesses in his department in order to protect himself and President Trump. Congressman Elliot Engel of New York, Adam Schiff of California, and Elijah Cummings of Maryland issued a joint statement to respond to Pompeo's earlier letter today, claiming Congress was bullying his employees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It's been 2 years since the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, and investigators still don't know what led to it. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It was the 1st of October 2017 when gunman Stephen Paddock opened fire on a massive crowd attending the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas.
We refused to believe it was a shooting until it just kept going and going.
He killed 58 people, wounding hundreds more. Police say Paddock rained a hail of gunfire for more than 10 minutes from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. The 64-year-old firing more than 1,000 rounds before he took his own life as police were about to enter his room. Authorities have never figured out a motive for the massacre.
1 year from today, travelers could be turned away if they don't have a real ID. TSA officials are urging anyone who intends to fly to act now and not wait until the last minute. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump signed a trade deal with Japan last week while in New York for the United Nations General Assembly meetings. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump for trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business.
We were able to get the most sweeping reform of an international organization in our history. It was crickets in the media, despite the fact that those two deals alone, those two Trumpian victories, will generate billions of dollars for farmers, ranchers, workers, manufacturers.
California is set to challenge the NCAA on payments to student-athletes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first-in-the-nation law, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student-athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.